Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked and locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. And I was chatting with Jason. I was telling him that about refrigerant. Rich, that I mentioned that when I was learning how to do work on air conditioning systems back in the 70s, you could buy a can of refrigerant for 79 cents a can. Well, it's on sale at AutoZone for $7.29 a can. Typically, it's around $11 a can, and if that's for the old stuff. That's for R134A. If you have a newer vehicle, like within the last 10 years or so, it uses 1234YF refrigerant for an 8-ounce can, not the 12-ounce can, but the 8-ounce can, and it's $39. You probably need about three or four of them. And people who are buying new cars have no idea that that they're going to be charging that refrigeration system, you know, the air conditioning system, with this new stuff that costs multiples of what they thought it would cost to fix an air conditioning system. Rich, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, it's very obvious. Look, we've given so much information. I'm going to give more today about the engineered collapse of the economy, the currency, food, and energy, along with what the powers that be want to do is lock down the U.S., in fact, all the Western countries, all the NATO countries. We'll discuss that in a little more detail with some of the articles I have. But let me ask you a question. Since you brought up refrigerant, and let's talk about air conditioning since you live in southern Missouri. My question to you, Vince, now, I realize that, you know, air conditioning probably didn't come into being until well into the 1900s. People did live down south, you know, post-Civil War, prior to Civil War. I mean, it's very obvious. But the people I speak to today, they say 99%, Vince, tell me that they could not live in these southern states if it wasn't for air conditioning. From their home to their car to the store, everything is air conditioning. And I was just wondering what your opinion is and what would be any demographic change if that occurred, in your opinion.
Okay. Here's what I can tell you, that we have not turned on our air conditioning system yet, and we don't because we're trying to save, we'll call it money, by not using the extra electricity. We can generate most of the electricity that we use here on the farm with our solar system. I'm talking about the well, I'm talking about the cows, the electric fence, the lights, the dishwasher, the washing machine. We don't have a dryer, it's a clothesline, because and we don't heat our hot water with electricity or propane. We heat our hot water with wood, the same way you do. So we're driving our energy costs down to the minimum. Air conditioning is the single most expensive component of what our electric bill would be if we had a grid-tied system, meaning we're running on the grid. We don't have enough current generated to run an air conditioning system. So we close the curtains, you know, to keep the sun out of those of the rooms where the sun is shining in to keep the house a little cooler. If it's warmer outside, we keep the windows closed. If it's cooler outside, we keep the windows open. So we do all the things that we can possibly do to drive down the use of air conditioning, minimize the use of air conditioning. Could we live without air conditioning? If we, let's assume we have a basement. We could go in the basement and we could live in the basement, but it would be really blistering hot in the house without air conditioning. It would be very uncomfortable. And people with respiratory problems would not be able to survive without air conditioning. That's a fact. All right, so let's talk about the 1840s. When I lived in Virginia, there was a house, it was a manor house, a very large house where they probably had some slaves at one time on this property. And kind of think of it like a plantation. And it was in Charlotte County, Virginia, and it was a two-story house, a very large house, a lot of rooms, kind of like Gone with the Wind, that kind of a house. And they had a balcony on a second story, and they slept outside at night because it was so hot. Now, the reason they slept outside is mosquitoes don't seem to fly up that high at night, and they were safe from, you know, predators, they were safe from wild animals, they were safe from mosquitoes sleeping that high. But they didn't sleep inside because it was too hot. And that's in the 1840s. So those are things that I know for sure because I've seen them firsthand. And it was explained to me by the owner of the property that that's why they had this second story balcony. It was large. It was like the entire front of the house. So could we live without air conditioning? If we absolutely had to, yeah, but I don't think people with respiratory illnesses would be able to survive very well because of the humidity and the heat, the combination of both. So air conditioning is, when did it really start taking off? Probably in the 1950s, electric air conditioning by Carrier, the air conditioning company, the refrigeration company. Probably around the 1950s, and it started in businesses, and then it migrated to, you know, window type air conditioning units, and then to central air conditioning units that, you know, a lot of people have, and then it was combined with heating and air conditioning, HVAC, heating, air conditioning, ventilation. And so instead of having just a separate heating system, let's say an oil-fired heating system, or a natural gas heating system, and then a separate air conditioning system, let's say radiators or baseboard heating, and then separate ductwork for air conditioning. It was all combined into one. That's called a heat pump. And a heat pump is an air conditioning unit that reverses the flow of the refrigerant, so it produces heat in the winter and air conditioning in the summer. It's the same unit. So I guess the bottom line is, it would be very difficult, and I think there would be a population migration northward.
Yeah, that's what my question was about. I'm just looking at, when you look at BTUs in general, it takes a lot mm-hmm. more BTUs to cool a home than it does to heat one. And I just feel that it's very obvious that Biden and the Democrats and the World Economic Forum want to put pressure on energy, and there's going to be a lot of rolling blackouts. We've read all these articles. They're out there. I've mentioned them on the air. And I think it's going to be a kind of a demographic switch if energy does get in. I mean, just look what gas prices and diesel prices. Diesel's gone up over 100% already. That's one of my articles today. So anyway, Vince, if it's okay with you, I wouldn't mind. I got a lot of information. I wouldn't mind giving some sample articles. I just don't know.
Yeah, just one simple point of clarification. When you talked about BTUs for heating and cooling, I guess the best way to say that, Rich, would be it's easier to heat than it is to cool, because you can heat without refrigeration. You know, you can heat without R134A or R22 or R410A refrigerants, but you can't cool without a refrigerant. So to cool, you need a compressor, you need moving gases. It takes energy, and typically it's electrical energy for cooling, whereas you can heat without electrical energy. You don't need to plug in. There's certain heating systems that you don't need to plug into the grid or a solar system to operate. Okay, that's the big difference. Refrigeration is more complex. and it doesn't last forever. A heating system, you know, a traditional boiler, you could run that for 50 years. An air conditioning system, you know, a central air conditioning system, maybe 10 years before you replace the compressor or you have a leak. So I guess the main thing is it's more complex, more difficult, and is energy laden in order to cool as compared to heat. It's harder to cool than it is to heat. That's the point. Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we should do, folks, is we need to get away from our television sets, our smartphones. And I've mentioned these articles many times, 7 to 8 hours a day the average American spends on these things. We need to spend time relearning. We need to read. We need to research. We need to vet. We need to follow up. We need to gain skill sets like our founding fathers had, like our pioneers and homesteaders did. I was in the woods bear hunting last week for a few days. I could have shot a bear at 40 yards and one at 55. Real one. The second one was probably a grizzly. The reason why I didn't shoot, because I would never shoot if there's any probability that it could be a grizzly. And I was using my bow and arrow. And I had a lot of action. Even the first day, I had a mountain lion walk by me at 35 yards. And I was on the ground with a bow and arrow. So it was pretty exciting. But I didn't take any bears because I didn't have an ethical, clean shot. Now, if I had a rifle, I would have been able to take at least one big bear, but I did not have that. And I just wanted to pass it on because I think I mentioned that I was going to be in the bush last week to you all. But the point is, we need to get – I was out on this bear hunt. The reason why I said this, I was watching the place I stayed at had Netflix. It took me forever to find one movie that I could stand. It's all propaganda. It's all subliminal messaging. It's all Hegelian dialect and professional wordsmithing. It's to make you think a certain way. It's to make you be a follower. I was disgusted. I don't know why anybody in America is paying for that type of propaganda. That's exactly what it is. It's all propaganda. And I had to mention the bear hunt because that's I was staying at a friend's house who had this, and I didn't watch much of it. But wow, I mean, when you don't have television, you know, for 14 plus years being off grid, and you come across something like this, like a Netflix, you're just disgusted. I mean, we need to spend our time thinking of plans of actions and other ways to survive, because the distractions, the diversions in today's society is overwhelming. And that's why we do what we do. Look, if I was on the air every day, I may do a different format. But the reason why I give all these samples of different articles on what's coming and is because of the fact that we're trying to wake people up to the corruption, to the manipulation, to the fact that we're losing U.S. sovereignty. We're losing all control over our own destiny. And basically the bottom 93%, but sure, soon to be the 99%, the bottom 99%. So this is why I give published articles in the public domain to make it look like it's not opinion. It's not subjective emotional opinion. It's objective facts. And after the break, I'm going to start with a wide array of sample articles when we come back. And we appreciate you being here, everybody.
The Evil Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, and Rich, just a quick comment. I'd love to hear your answer. I mentioned that I didn't think we're going to be getting out of this mess for at least 20 years, if that soon. I'm talking about the shortages. I'm talking about the massive inflation. I'm talking about the diseases. I'm talking about the whole mess we're in. Your thoughts?
Well, this is why we're on the air. This is why we should demand peer-reviewed studies, placebo-controlled, peer-reviewed, double-blind studies, everything to do with lockdowns, medicines, masks. We have to be aware of the agendas and the objectives. We know we've pointed out how nefarious and self-serving they are. We've exposed all this. We've called out the betrayal of the trust of the people of these so-called professions that are corrupting the system. The phony experts, the official authority. You know, this is why we need, I've spent hours and hours and hours of my 11 years talking about ideas and solutions. For the people. We need ideas and solution conferences. We need self-sufficiency preparedness schools. We need homeschool databases. We have to constantly keep exposing the hypocrisies and double standards of the elite and the powers that be like we do. We need citizen review boards. We need public forums. We need people to do things on private venues. We need the wealthy people to stand up for their country, and especially government workers, instead of their paychecks and their pensions. We need small businesses alliance. We need to share costs and liabilities. We need to think of plan Bs for commerce and business. We need to get people to read, research, and verify and think for themselves. That's one of the reasons I give these articles at the pace that I do, because I show up with 10 hours of material for a 2-hour show minus commercials. We We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us, not the other way around. Look, we have to have uncomfortable conversations when we live in a world of manipulation, of corruption, where qualifications and standards for getting a job don't even matter. We have to create our own venues. People are realizing that America is being destroyed through mediocrity. People are waking up to the fact that robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy is going to steal everything, every dream that people have, every goal. In fact, dreams and goals are trying, that those words are part of the professional wordsmithing to be eliminated from the English language. And that's why I do what I do, Vince.
So, do you think we're going to get out of it before 20 years?
I don't know. I always say I never have a crystal ball. But all I know is I'm going to go down swinging. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to do what I need to do to wake people up, to give people ammunition, to give people ideas and solutions, maybe move rural, you know, have a garden, raise animals, maybe hunt and fish, harvest firewood, you know, live frugal, all the things that we not only talk about, but what we do.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
Okay. May I start delivering all these messages?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm taking notes.
I really appreciate you allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right. I don't like doing this, but I just feel in this limited time I have very few options to give as many bullet points as I can. So here we go. Former top campaign aide to Hillary Clinton admits she approved leak of hoax, Trump Russia claim to media. If this was any one of us people, we would be in prison for life. There is no consequences or accountability for anybody's behavior if you come from a certain group. And this is why, let's call today's theme, we need to call out our government workers, especially politicians, especially state attorney generals. You've been exercising a dereliction of duty. Okay, now the Texas Paxton's pretty good, the Montana's pretty good, but we need 50 state attorney generals with all this election fraud. And all this, I mean, we're talking murder. We need Nuremberg 2 trials. We have people literally, like the AG, Brenovich in Arizona. I'm going to give some information on the election fraud there. We are literally watching the powers that be collapse our currency, economy, food, and energy. We're calling for lockdowns. We need government workers and politicians to do their job.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania Senate candidate David McCormick sued Monday to force a counting of bail-in ballots without a handwritten date on the outside envelope. He and candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz are still awaiting Pennsylvania election results. The handwritten date indicates the ballot was received on time. Ukrainian President Zelensky, in his nightly address Monday, the eve of the three-month anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, noted that since February 24th, the Russian army has launched 2,275 different kinds of missiles into Ukraine, and he said the vast majority of them have hit civilian targets. Zelensky, via translator, continues to ask the world to isolate Russia for their aggression.
Do not wait for more fatal attacks. Do not wait for Russia to use special weaponry, chemical, biological, God forbid nuclear. Do not allow for the aggressor to feel the world's opposition is not decisive enough.
USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
On Friday, a large asteroid will be flying past Earth at roughly 47,000 miles per hour. What makes it scary, this object will be about a mile wide. It will miss Earth by only 2.5 million miles. The Biden administration knew of the baby formula problem back in February. After allowing the problem to become a crisis, Republican Representative Byron Donalds on Newsmax calls out President Biden for again failing to avert a crisis.
The reason why this wasn't done 3 months ago is because once again, Joe Biden has failed to realize that there was a crisis in the United States until it was too late. That's what happened here. The White House wasn't talking about baby formula. It wasn't until mothers were showing up on CNN and Fox News and Newsmax that all of a sudden there was a crisis that must be handled. The FDA shut down its plant 6 months ago, 8 months ago now. Where was the strategy to continue the supply chain for formula production? One thing I'll say of note, at the height of the COVID pandemic, everybody was concerned about PPE. Everybody was concerned about reopening the economy. One thing nobody ever talked about was supply chain management, because Donald Trump and his White House made sure that the supply chains into the United States were not disrupted. They moved heaven and earth. Nobody ever talked about it. We have a president who has no plans, no strategies. So it seems like from week to week, month to month, there are key products that are not hitting the shelves in the United States. That's a default of Joe Biden.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us. News in a flash. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. All right, everybody. I can comment on every commercial break that we have, especially during when it's about the news. They don't deliver news anymore. It's all propaganda. Now, regarding what Newsmax said, how Biden doesn't have strategy, he does have strategy. He's sold out. He's committed high treason. He's sold out to the World Economic Forum and the UN. He sold out to the World Health Organization by trying to sell out our sovereignty. they do have a strategy. It's destruction, it's U.S. takedown, and it's a takeover. And as far as Newsmax is concerned, you're all frauds anyway. Yep, you heard me say that. How come you don't talk about election fraud and the 2,000 mules? There's so much evidence on the election being stolen. And you continue with other stories. All right, I'm going to go back to more articles published in the public domain. 2016, this is a tweet. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook confirmed Hillary Clinton approved release of Trump Alpha Bank allegations. Basically, John Podesta was involved in it. It looks like Hillary and Podesta basically coordinated the Alpha Bank hoax. And this is just the sample, folks. I haven't even gotten into particular categories. Next, The Atlantic's Nasha Bertrand and Franklin Foyer, pronunciation, pushed the Alpha Bank lies on MSNBC with Chris Hayes in 2018, and there's a video of it. Look, if we did anything like this right before the election, we'd be in prison if we did it to the other guys. Next, law enforcement has conducted a raid on Yuma County nonprofit organizations connected to the ballot trafficking scheme discovered by Yuma County citizens and revealed in the 2000 Mules documentary. Hey, Newsmax and Fox, are you going to cover this? This right here should be worldwide news, at least national news, yesterday. I have a little message here from... It's a little write-up from Anna Von Reitz out of Alaska. I'm just going to mention a few sentences here. And she's talking about the UN Corporation and the United Nations organizations, but the name she mentioned, it really connects the dots. And she talks about, first, the World Health Organization, the WHO, side of the World Health Organization is caught bilking the World Bank on pandemic bonds and contributing to the forced pandemic narrative in exchange for kickbacks from the vaccine manufacturers. Second, NATO is caught with its members' hands in the Ukraine pushing ladder, the development of all sorts of illegal bioweapon research and production facilities in Ukraine. You wonder why Ukraine is getting all this money from us. And by the way, the $40 billion is just a tip of the iceberg. And they're not even putting money into small business to help them as they're going bankrupt left and right. Third, we have discovered all sorts of adrenochrome factories. And I'm not going to even mention what that refers to because it's disgusting on the air. Operating on mothballed DOD, Department of Defense properties scattered throughout the United States, completed with manifests for the missing children. The WHO, NATO, and the DOD, three bad actors, are connected to the UN Corporation. I'm just reading excerpts from her latest story. You go to AnnaVonWrites.com to listen to this. Or you can go to PaulStreamer.net. And, they talk about many of the UN corporations' most corrupt franchises, the SEC, the Federal Reserve, and Goldman Sachs, are already on the run to China, where they hope to parasitize the Chinese people, just as they've done to us, exactly like tapeworms moving on to a new host. We've given articles, and all these names have been mentioned. The people can see what's going on. Okay, I got to reduce my comments and details because of time. Next, in their quest to live forever, evil elitists admit through science that children and babies are being harvested for their life essence. Look, that's why they want late-term abortions. It's for organ and baby harvesting. Next, if you don't know what adrenochrome is, please read about it. It's going to gross you out. Next, Congress to pass anti-price gouging legislation targeting big oil while protecting insane price gouging and racketeering of big pharma. Look, see how they demonize big oil when big oil is not allowed to harvest the product so we can stay alive. But yet, Congress protects big pharma from liability as well. Dr. Simone Gold says, she put out a post, I know I'm early, but I'm also anti-monkey pox jab, of course. Everybody's saying that. We know why this is coming out. I'm going to talk about this in some detail. They want this information. They want you to be scared. They want you to take the nanotechnology. They want you to take the prions. They want you to take all this, the spike proteins, to make you sick. This is all part of depopulation. They don't care how they do it, and it's disgusting. We've given thousands of these articles. Next, in March 21, NTI partnered with the Munich Security Conference to conduct a tabletop exercise simulating a global pandemic involving an unusual strain of monkeypox caused by terrorist attack using a pathogen engineered in the laboratory. First of all, this is all man-made. They literally conducted simulations. You know, Karen Kingston, she's great. I'm sure everybody in this audience has heard about her. She and many people have talked about the evidence is in the NIH database. All this pox stuff is man-made. Look, we have to ask ourselves questions. Is this a cover-up for the vaccines and all the deaths and the myocarditis and the debilitations? Is this a cover-up because of people's immune systems being destroyed? Is this a cover-up for more ballot drop boxes for the midterm elections? We have to realize that we are seeing the World Health Organization and what's happening in Geneva, Switzerland right now is literally high treason. It's to eliminate verification and proof for lockdowns and taking over country sovereignty. Okay, I can't go into more. Don't have enough time. Next, the EU Health Agency said Monday the risk that the rare disease monkeypox would spread widely among the general population was very low. Look, this is all a ploy, people. And I don't have a crystal ball to say, are the powers that be going to drop real, severe, virulent bioweapons? It's possible. And I want everybody, since I ended with that, I guess I'm going to start with healthcare. Go to USAWatchdog.com. Dr. Elizabeth Eads is so right on. First of all, she wants everybody to sign the petition titled interestofjustice.org. Interestofjustice.org. And she talks about the Global COVID Summit. org, which is a Dr. Robert Malone group, and there's over 17,000 doctors have joined us so far, and she's one of them. And she's asking the people, us, to share the information. Look, government workers aren't going to do it. Politicians aren't going to do it. It's going to be up to us. Basically, the summit.org, the GCS, Dr. Robert Malone's group, has declared that Pfizer, Moderna, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, and more are enablers. And their enablers have withheld and willfully omitted safety and effectiveness information from patients and doctors. So, and it should be all these people. As per the GCS, the Global COVID Summit, basically all these people should be immediately indicted for fraud and declare that the government and the medical agencies must be held accountable. Look, there's so much proven fraud, she said, and I'm paraphrasing her. COVID, the PCR test, the antigen test, the patents, the COVID shots, the VAERS data, the CDC data, all the advertising of shots, the RICO violations. But basically, what these people are calling for is that our sheriffs need to do their job. We need arrests from our sheriffs, And Dr. Elizabeth Eads is right on. Listen to the last interview at usawatchdog.com, folks. I really hope you do that. Okay, let me go back into articles here. Doctors respond to monkeypox outbreak as the World Health Organization convenes in Switzerland. Look, people, Switzerland and Ukraine are probably the most two corrupt countries in the world. They only represent the elite and their projects. We've mentioned all of these, from money laundering to U.S. bioweapon money going there. Next, 5,000 Beijing residents set to quarantine camps based on 26 coronavirus cases in the district. 5,000. And all these, look at all the NATO countries. Oh, we need to be like China. That's basically what an internment camp is. That's what a Nazi concentration camp is. And keep in mind, there has not been any peer-reviewed proof of any antigen or PCR testing being valid for COVID. There hasn't been any. They just give all this information with no proof. We've mentioned this a million times. That's another reason why I give these published articles in the public domain. We have to even ask ourselves, look at the pictures. Is it really monkeypox or is it shingles? Is it a smallpox jab? We need to ask these questions because I'm reading there's a lot of ambiguity. A lot of these pictures are of shingles. And old pictures, too. Haven't you noticed that all the pox are in NATO countries? Isn't that a red flag, people? Okay, I got to stop my tangents here. Next, Bill Gates, who's not a doctor, by the way, Davos elites pushing global food control under the guise of food security. Everything is under the guise of some fake, phony benevolence. We have to be aware of this. Next, insect burgers are about to be served up in Switzerland. Did you hear that, people? They're virtual signaling in Switzerland. Next, international food relief shipments from Switzerland to help feed hungry Americans. Wrap your head around that. Food's coming for us. Do you even trust the food? Does it have nanotechnology in it? Does it have spike proteins in it? Do your research. We'll be right back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Eben's with us in Montana, delivering news in a flash. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. Folks, just look at the photos and the videos of the parking lots, a.k.a. airports, in these Switzerland meetings at the so-called Davos Group or the climate change. It's all private jets that exempted themselves, because I gave the article a few months ago, how private jets and yachts are exempt from carbon tax. Can't you see it's not a left-right paradigm or very little of it? It's mostly the aristocracy trying to consolidate power, money, control, and natural resources for themselves. All right. Next, John Kerry and 18 members of Congress going to the World Economic Forum meeting in Switzerland. That's called traitors, sellouts. That's what that's called. Do you think Romney and Kerry have a little vested interest with their kids, their sons, along with Pelosi and Biden's son on all these Ukraine boards with all this information that's coming out on Ukraine with bioweapon research and money laundering and adrenochrome and all this crap going on? You think there's a little incentive there? Next. Yielding of sovereignty is considered the crime of high treason, says Archbishop Fagano. Absolutely. These people should all be arrested. Next, monkeypox is the next scariant being unleashed on the world to demand vaccine compliance. Absolutely. Next, Wuhan lab was experimenting with monkeypox last year. Published research report in International Journal in February. They were caught experimenting on it in the Wuhan lab. Are you hearing this, folks? Everything's planned. Look, beware of these so-called experts. And there was one expert on monkeypox. His name was Dr. Bueller. You can go to Polly St. George, and she connects the dots is called Amazing, her website's AmazingPolly.net. And basically, she did a really good job talking about how this Dr. Bueller out of St. Louis got run over. He was the world expert on monkeypox. He got run over while out biking in 2017. And she, I'm just going to mention a couple bullet points that she talks about. NIH funding grants. The site was not verifying. The search engine was failing. So they're covering up the funding. And Dr. Bueller, by the way, he recommended no vaccine for these pox stuff. Maybe that's why he was killed. Who knows? And Dr. Bueller also made mouse pox very virulent or deadly. That's something to be aware of. And guess who funded these gain-of-function researches? Fauci. Even if it wasn't done here on our soil, we have literally exported gain-of-function research to other countries, like China, like Wuhan. We have to, look, there's a lot of people out there who have given up their DNA voluntarily because they wanted to find out what their ancestry results are. Do you realize that these people are using your DNA for individual weapons? She also mentions that all associations with the CFR, the tech giants, military, NIH, Ralph Baric, did coronavirus research with Wuhan. There's even patents on the monkeypox. This is why I'm calling out the state attorney generals. You have done a dereliction of duty. We need Nuremberg 2 trials. We need election fraud to be, I mean, there's so much evidence, especially with 2,000 mules. Is there anybody in government and in politics, judges and lawyers doing their job? Anybody? Please raise your hand, because I'm not seeing it. There's very few, maybe 5% of those categories are doing their job. Okay, I got to move on here. CDC admits to deliberately withholding incriminating COVID jab data from the public to minimize vaccine hesitancy. Look, we can talk about every one of these nefarious articles for an hour each. Don't have the time. Next, CDC recommends COVID-19 testing in all domestic flights, including vaccinated travelers, because they don't want to separate the vax from the unvax. Even the term getting COVID, it means indirectly that they're hiding deaths, hiding myocarditis, hiding clots. It's part of the psychology. We have to be aware of this. All right, I got to move on here. COVID. Oh, now there's a smart device that does COVID tests, and the data goes directly to the CDC and other federal and state agencies. It's illegal. It's against HIPAA regulations. Now they can get your DNA, everything, via online. Congratulations. This is where we're at. We'll be right back, people.
Rich, a real quick question. Is monkeypox, in your opinion, the next phase of the genocide?
I think the vaccine will be. I think monkeypox is not going to be as deadly as people think, only with some groups. That's from what my reading. And I'm going to mention some of that down the pike here.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I am using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.